This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on November 13th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Monday night, the time is right for trivia, music, and otherwise. We've got bumper stumpers for you this week and a theme. John came up with the theme, and a good one it was, because it allowed me to pick out 11 lovely records that fit the theme. If you know the theme, that's great. You'll need to hear a few, of course, before you guess. But if you know the artist, you're a winner with that as well. Now, if music isn't your thing, well, we throw out a question. And I have no straggler from last week, so we're on to a fresh question. And, back in the days of landline telephones, 25% of service interruptions were caused by this. Caused by what? All right, so I would say, from the early days on until most of us had cell phones or VoIP phones, but back in the landline days, 25% of service interruptions were caused by this. What? 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. My source says that's an aggregate number everywhere. I think, no, it's probably only in large metropolitan cities, but you'll be the judge of that when you take a guess, and I hope you will. Now, if you don't like my question, well, so be it. And you don't know any of my bumper stumpers, you haven't even heard one yet, you can have your own category. And sky is the limit on that. We prove that virtually every week. Oh, we have music, we have lyrics, we have charts, we have advertising slogans, but we also have things like, for Johnny D, hominids. So there's something you know something about, and whatever it is, well, that's the question you're going to get. So 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. All right. With that in mind, we'll kick it off with Barry in New Hampshire, who is venturing into somewhat new ground. He's done this before, but Barry, as you know, is our idiot savant when it comes to all things Beatles. So, moving away from the Beatles for a week here, Barry, welcome to WGN Radio. How's it going?
Hey, Raleigh.
You're sounding about as good as I feel. So, we're moving away from the Beatles, are we?
We are. And how about the straggler, but a new question?
What do you think?
Down telephone lines?
Nope. The polls are still standing, near as I can tell. But that's a nice answer.
Okay.
All right. So with that in mind, we will move right over to an advertising slogan. And I would say this is more from the 60s. It is an edible. It is on your grocer shelves. A meal in a minute with a chef's touch in it.
Chef Boyardee.
Absolutely right. You are a winner. I know it was a guess, but you're 100% right. It was Chef Boyardee. All right, so hang on. Don't go away. So, yes, the finest in pasta that comes in a can. Well, why not? All right, so 888-876-5593. It is that easy. And, I see Jim in New Jersey. Oh, man, this is great. We haven't heard from Jim in so long. So, Jim, that's wonderful. Welcome back to WGN Radio. What have you been doing?
Well, I was had some health issues, so I was in the hospital in and out. So I'm home now. So hopefully, I wanted to get in and do a, before it's too late, do a golden turkey of the.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you brought that up. I forgot to plug it in. You know, it's hard for me to believe that Thanksgiving is a week from Thursday, so the voting goes through a week from Wednesday. So let me get out the chart here so I can add your nominee. I forgot all about it, and I've got all the past winners as well. So what you got for me?
Well, Mike Douglas, The Men in My Little Girl's
Life. Oh, yes.
Life.
Oh, yes. Okay. You'll be seconding that. Good deal.
That's the tune. That's the big tune out when I'm right here. Unfortunately, not that often.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to try the Billboard chart for January 8th, 1966.
All right. Well, let's have a look here. January
8th. Just before 8th. The Batman TV series began, too.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Gave work for Stanley Ralph Ross. All right. So January 8th, 1966. Here it is. I got it right in front of me, even as we speak. And for people who haven't heard you on the air before, as usual, he's going to get all 10, but he may get all 100. We'll see how far you go. Number one, We Can Work It Out.
The Fab Four.
Yeah.
Beatles.
Number two, Sounds of Silence.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Number three, She's Just My Style.
Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Number four, Flowers on the Wall.
Taylor Brothers.
Number five, Ebb Tide.
This one I think was the, what was the thing? It's the, Righteous Brothers.
Yes. Number six, Over and Over.
Dave Clark Five.
Number seven, I Got You, I Feel Good.
This one always tends to stump me, but this one I'm pretty sure I got it. A James Brown tune.
Absolutely. Number eight, 5 o'clock World.
The Vogues.
Number nine, Turn.
Creek, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, absolutely. On the Cohen C label. Pittsburgh Zone. All right, number nine, Turn.
The Birds, and it was written by Pete Seeger, inspired by the Bible, the Book of Ecclesiastes.
Number 10, Day Tripper.
The B-side number one by the Beatles.
Yep. Okay. Let's see how far you go. Number 11, Let's Hang On.
Four Seasons.
12, Fever.
Say again?
Fever. You know, a remake of the Little Willie John record.
Oh, yeah.
It was on Bang. Yeah. It was a follow-up to their big hit.
Yeah, McCoy's.
Yeah. Number 13, No Matter What Shape Your Stomach Is In.
The TV commercial for Alka-Seltzer with the studio group The T-Bones.
Yep. Number 14, As Tears Go By.
The Stones.
Right. Number 15, A Must to Avoid. A Complete Impossibility. Yes. Number 16.
Not to be confused with the Mondo Green. She's a muscular boy.
Right, exactly. Number 16, You Didn't Have to Be So Nice.
Oh, yes, Love and Spoonful.
Number 17, Make the World Go Away.
Yeah, but that was, again, it's not Timmy Euro.
No, of course not.
It's,
it was on RCA.
A country icon. It was,
yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yes, Eddie Arnold.
Absolutely. Number 18, The Duck.
Jackie Lee.
19, Spanish Eyes.
Al Martino.
Yeah, 20, England Swings.
Like a panel of do, I could do, I could do.
Yep.
But that's Roger Miller.
Yep, 21, Puppet on a String.
Yep, and this. I was about to say the British singer, but this is...
No, he's ours.
What label?
RCA.
Any other hints?
He's huge. Although not back then, not as huge. All right, it's to your credit you don't know Elvis Presley.
Oh, duh.
Yeah. No, that's all right. But 20 is pretty darn good, and you would have been a winner at 10. So always good to hear from you. I hope you will continue to get better and better.
Thank you very much, Raleigh.
Yeah, and so call in again and let us know. So hang on, don't go away. Yeah. We'll confirm that address, and we want to hear from you soon. All right,
okay.
So good to hear from Jim in New Hampshire. He is amazing at the charts, and can tell a little under the weather, but hopefully coming back full strength soon. All right, we're going to get to railroad trivia with Ruth. Why not? We've got Leah and Marcus Hook musicals, James in Oregon. All right, he's going to guess on our question. Bonnie and Butternut is going to guess on our question. Always good. And I think Jerry in Montana is as well. All right. Then we got Ruth and Gurney. Like I mentioned, she's got a railroad trivia. So all that and more coming up right here on WGN Radio. WGN Road. I'm Raleigh James. All right, there's your first bumper stumper. Who is he? He is an artist you absolutely know. Maybe not sounding exactly like that, but you know him. That particular song was 1974 on the mainstream label. So who is he? So that's your first bumper stumper. Obviously, the theme will not be apparent as yet. But let's see what we can do with our question. Yeah, back in the days of landline telephones, 25% of service interruptions were caused by this. Okay, Jerry's answer in Montana's on the screen. It made me laugh out loud. So, Jerry, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello there. And I still have a landline.
Good. Well, you think you do anyway.
I think once you lose your landline, it's, you know what they say about retiring. You know, retiring's getting ready to die.
But, you know, the phone companies, without telling you along the way, it may be landline to your house, but somewhere along the way, it might have already gone to VoIP switching.
I hate to be the one to break it to you,
but yeah, it's they're trying to make it a thing of the past as much as possible as quickly as they can.
Well, I feel like I'm, you know, like remember the old Twilight Zone where the guy had a bomb shelter and then everybody tried to, you know, the neighbors laughed at him and they all wanted in.
Right.
I feel like, you know, I'm holding valuable property.
Yes. Yes. Well, hopefully it's, you know, more than a block from your house, you know, where they make the
change. Although I'm talking to you on my secular phone, so.
Oh, very nice. All right. I'll take it. So, what do you think? Give me an
answer. I think it's because people in phone booths ran out of nickels or dimes and the call got cut off.
I love that answer. It's not right, but it certainly made me smile, so thank you for that.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Thank you. I enjoy your show. Thank you
Appreciate
so much.
It. Thanks. All right. So good to hear from Jerry. Yeah, that actually, when I saw that, I laughed out loud. Yeah, they didn't have the change. All right. So why not? Let's see. We're going to get some other guesses as well on that. And that would be James in Oregon. What do you think, James?
Hey, okay. I'm an old phone guy, so I'm going to pull from my experience.
Okay.
Now, you're talking about overall trouble, right? I'm going to say, like, bullet wounds. Hunters used to shoot at the cable.
That's hilarious. I like it. I like it, but no, something beats that.
Okay, let me get some more here. Okay. Crazy stuff. People digging?
Nope.
Hitting underground cables and drops?
Nope. Although, boy, that happens.
Yeah. I mean, I just going by lots of lightning strikes.
Nope.
To hit, blow out cables and stuff like that.
Nice chance, but nope.
Nope. Well, okay. I'm going to strain my brain too much more.
All right. But
okay.
Yeah, you have an unfair advantage. I was sure you were going to get it. So you'll be pleased to hear the answer when someone gives it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, James. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. So 888-876-5593. All right, about 3 minutes before the news, we have time to talk to Ruth, and I've got a question for her. Ruth, how are you doing?
Hi, good tonight, and how about you, Mrs. James?
Well, I can't complain. I think I've got a cold or
all
something,
right.
But nothing terrible. All right, I've got a question for you. You want railroad trivia.
Yep, I wish I could have answered that question about the boxer. And it would have been funny if the guy would have said Sylvester Stallone instead of Paul Newman. But I knew that answer, and I go, darn it. All the times I don't know the answer, and there's somebody that didn't know that answer. I knew that one, including the female lead, the star in that movie. And I don't do movies. I'm really not into movies for years and years and years. But I do have one thing that I wanted to mention about five branches of the service represented in my family, with my grandfather Navy, three or four Marines, and World War II, Vietnam, Korea, and then I have two active duty, one Army and one Air Force. And he's an Ogden descendant, and was stationed recently in San Antonio, Texas. But I'm looking for his brother, Alex, from Kenosha, Wisconsin, and the mom, Jenny McDermott, because Alex hit a semi-truck and got a ticket and some hospitalization, smashed his car up, and lost his job. And Grandma Bucks wants to bring some extra bucks from Kohl's home, and so I can't find him. But he's Kenosha, Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin. So go with your...
All right.
Trivia for the railroad.
I'm going to give you the question, and then we're going to do the news, so you're going to have time to think about the answer, okay?
Oh, good. Thank you.
All right.
I don't do computers, so I can't look up what you found.
Well, today we think of NPR as being National Public Radio, but back in the day, they were the initials for a very big railroad. It went from New York to Chicago to St. Louis, and actually its full name was the NYC and STL. But, oh, by the way, its reporting moniker was NPK, but almost universally, riders and everybody else called it the NPR. So what I want to know is, what do those initials mean? Think about that, the NPR. All right, so yeah, and at the time, literally everybody was saying it. And by the way, started in 1881, but was operational until its 1964 merger with Norfolk and Western. So there you have it. What did NPR mean? 888-876-5593. Checking out the news right now on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? That's our second bumper stumper. I don't think the theme is apparent yet, but yes, this particular group had a huge hit. This wasn't it, clearly. So who are they? Now, if you're saying, I know, but the phone lines are busy. I know, it's like that tonight, and I am thrilled about that myself, but you might not be not if you're trying to call in. So what I will tell you, when you hear somebody hanging up, that's your time to make sure you're dialing in, and you will be the next caller. It's as simple as that. Now, we left Ruth before the news with her question. The line's official name, we're talking railroads here, was the New York, Chicago, and St. Louis Railroad, the NYC and STL. And its reporting moniker was NKP, but it was almost universally by writers referred to as the NPR. And this was around from 1881 until 1964. And what I said is, what did the NPR stand for? So, Ruth, you've had time to think about it. What do you think?
Okay, I just want to make one quick on the trivia question for the outage on the landlines. Is it the wind?
Nope, not wind.
Not disrupting the service. Okay.
Nope.
All right, back to our railroad question.
Yeah.
I'm going to do one other thing for my overseas grandson. Rockin', rollin', ridin' out along the way, all bound for Morning Town, many miles away. Okay, name for the railroad. I have a couple of guesses.
Okay.
However, I would loved it if they had done National Patriotic Railway, National Patriotic Republican Railway.
Nope.
But I can only think that possibly the N stood for Norfolk.
Nope, it didn't. It did not stand for Norfolk.
Isn't it odd? I wonder if it's on any of the railroad cars that still pass through the nation.
I don't know, but I'll give you a hint saying none of the initials N, P, or R refer to a place. None of them.
Wow. It was a nickname, do you think?
Yeah. Well, it actually came from an editor who had praised the anticipated quality of the coming new rail line. And in the way he referred to it, people took from that and said, the NPR.
Wow. See that? Well, that's the most interesting thing about when you bring up a question, we find something out that we had never known before. I'll tell you what, though, I'd like to put the National Patriotic Railway inside of a fortune cookie.
Works for me. All right, so I'll give you the answer.
Answer it for me.
Here you go. It was the Nickel Plate Railroad, Nickel Plate Road. And the place that they got Nickel Plate Road was the editor in 1881 in Norwalk, Ohio, in the Chronicle. The editor of the Chronicle, praising the anticipated quality, said, the New York and St. Louis double-track nickel-plated railroad. So it became the Nickel Plate Road.
Man, we've never heard that one before, but we have tonight. Thank you, Raleigh.
All right. Good to talk to you. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Good night. Bye-bye.
Yeah. So, interesting as far as that goes. And, of course, it's just speculation that it was that editorial that caused it to be Nickel Plate Road. But literally from 1881 to 1964, when people were on that line, they say, I've taken the NPR. And that was it. And so it operated primarily in Missouri and the northern portions of Illinois, Indiana, like Chicago, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and then it terminated in New York. And so that was the deal. In 64, it merged with Norfolk and Western. All right, so 888-876-5593. Now we have just said goodbye to Ruth, and that means there is one line available for you. 888-876-5593. You should have it memorized by now, really. All right, so Brian in Jefferson City is going to take a guess on our telephone question. What do you think, Brian?
Hey, Raleigh. I'm going to guess that it's the party you're talking to doesn't fully hang up their phone correctly.
Oh, man,
I
love that. That's not right, but I love it. God, I remember as a kid, we'd drive to the furthest out phone booth we could find and just leave it off the hook so that the people,
Well, didn't it used to be, if that happened, you had to, go to your neighbors and
call the operator for the disconnect. That's why we did it, of course.
So. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, that's the only thing I could think of, really.
Appreciate
it. Thanks, Raleigh.
Yeah, it literally was that way. If one side didn't hang up, it would just be connected virtually forever. And, you drive out to something that, was inaccessible any other way, you'd call somebody and just lay the phone down. All right, you had to be pretty mad, though. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, Bonnie and Butternut's going to take a guess. So what do you think, Bonnie?
Hi, how about squirrels?
Oh, I like that. It's not right, but makes sense to me.
Okay. And how about one for your turkey?
Oh, good. Good, 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 good. Let me get the list in front of me. All right, go.
Boots were made for walking.
Nancy Sinatra. All right.
Yes.
All right, you got it.
Okay,
thank you. Thank you, appreciate it. All right, so yeah, moving on up the charts. So let's see, what do we have? Lisa wants her movie trivia, and I've got that. And Leah wants her musicals, and I've got that. And Paul in Buffalo is going to take a guess. So what do you think, Paul?
Okay, first of all, I hope I can talk here because my voice is not quite working well here. It's going to be, of the decades that I've had landline, and I still do, even though you won't believe it.
No, I believe it. I just don't know if the phone company is still being true to you because...
I can even use my... Well, of course, they can do it.
Yeah.
I can use rotary dial phones and everything.
Oh, yeah.
That's
no problem.
Once every 2 years or so, when I guess that's why one of my... I got two answers, and one of them is like a large rainfall because all our phone lines are underground over here.
Mm-hmm.
And once every couple of years, and it happens, and I got to call them out, and I got to go from block to block checking all the wires to find out where it is and reconnect me or whatever. And otherwise I get loud buzzing and humming on the line,
which tells you it's
a real landline. It's not any computerized digital things or anything like that. It's the old-fashioned wiring.
Well, certainly the last several miles, that's true. And, I'm interested that that's underground wiring and it still is affected by that. Theoretically, that should have solved it, but there's an opening somewhere.
No, we have the same thing with the power lines. Everything are underground. There's no, telephone poles around here or anything.
Right, but it should.
And we have problems with the power lines, too, sometimes with the water when it rains really hard. And
Wow, that's not it, but it's a nice guess.
Okay, the other thing is, the only other time I can think of for decades I've had, landline phone service, and never have I ever had a problem, but people, when they were changed over, even like a decade or two ago to like digital phone lines and stuff like that, they'd always get their phones disrupted and disconnected, and they don't work. I'm talking to somebody, all of a sudden it cuts off because they had that crap, and they didn't have like real landline phones. But as long as I've had landline phones, I've never ever had a problem where I couldn't pick it up and use it.
Yeah.
Except in 1985. When WMET, a Chicago station, tried to give away two cars for the 95th caller. And for up to about a half an hour when they gave away those, what did it say here? Lines throughout Chicago, the suburbs, and northern Indiana were tied up for about a half an hour.
Yeah. And that, by the way, is a radio station's dream, and stations across the country have managed to do it. Now, my favorite, though, and literally, by the way, I don't think there's a major market where that hasn't happened with a radio contest.
Yeah.
But my favorite was Cliff in Dallas, where Jimmy Rabbit, the night guy, asked everybody to flush their toilets simultaneously.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they so depleted the water system temporarily that it affected the local hospitals.
Yeah.
Needless to say, they had a lot of splaining to do to a lot of people. But I thought that trumped the phone lines. But
But the phone lines aren't made for everybody to pick up their phone and want to use them at the same time. So too many people use them at the same time.
Yeah.
Then you got phone interruptions.
Oh, sure, particularly in the exchange that's directly affected. Yeah.
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 WABC
used to do that a lot.
They even had, like in Chicago, they had a special exchange 591 was specially made to handle this type of things.
Yes.
But as the phone company spokesman said, when you're giving away two Mercedes cars, you got such a number of people picking up the phone, hanging up, and dialing over and over again, even that special exchange wasn't designed to handle that.
Well, good for Doubleday Broadcasting, and I believe the promo guy at the time was Jim Corboy. So good going, Jim. All right, and he's still in Chicago. So,
yeah.
All right, good deal. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, so yes, always nice when you can interrupt the local utilities. I know they don't like it very much, but... Yeah, boy, Jimmy Rabbit had a lot of splaining to do, as I said. All right, so we'll get to Lisa's movies and Leah's musical. And now we have multiple lines available for you. So this is the time to call. 888-876-5593. You're going to get another bumper stumper. Maybe the theme will start to become apparent. All of the artists have this in common. That's the theme. You figure out what this is. And our question, back in the days of landline telephones, and I'm going back to the origin of them through the point where they no longer were pure landlines. 25% of service interruptions were caused by this. Caused by what? 888-876-5593. And I will say that somebody who has called since the show began 45 minutes ago was pretty close, but not right. So there's plenty of time for you to think about it and call right here on WGN Radio.
My P&Q's, and I don't wanna miss nothing nice that I can do for you. I know you love me.
I know you love me
the way I am.
Who are they? And what do they have in common with the first two songs we've played? If you know either of those, you're an instant winner. However, if you don't know what they have in common, keep listening and maybe the theme will be apparent. More to the point, maybe some of the artists will be recognizable. And some of them did big hits. This was not one of the groups that did big hits, so they did release plenty of records in the 70s. So who are they? All right, now before we get to our movies and our musicals, we have a first-time caller in West Virginia. It's Robert. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh James. I think it's, for your stumper,
yeah.
I think it's vehicle pole crashes.
What a great answer. It's not right, but I can certainly see it.
It's crazy.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right. So good deal. Yeah, when I've lived in places that don't use salt in winter, Colorado comes to mind, particularly Denver. Yeah, telephone poles, sure, they were not immune to my contact. That's a given. But no, that's not it. So back in the days of landline telephones, 25% of service interruptions were caused by this. Caused by what? 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. All right, so Lisa in Dundee, how's it going tonight, Lisa?
Pretty good. How are you?
Well, I'm here and happy to be talking to you.
And, yeah, same here.
Yeah.
I wait all week for this. I love Mondays. Nobody usually likes Mondays, but boy, I sure love them.
Oh, well, good. I'm thrilled about that. I'm honored.
Yeah, and not just for me, but I like to hear everybody else and, you know, all their guesses and everything. So, and I have just a quick answer maybe for your straggler. It's not a straggler, but
could
it be a party line?
No. Oh, man. Yeah, I guess that could be a disconnect. Certainly, I've done a lot of screaming on them, but no.
I still have a landline as well, the same phone number for, 65 years or something.
Good for you.
But we never had a party line that I can remember, but, you know, we have gone from only having to dial four numbers or five numbers,
Right, absolutely.
Dialing one and then,
yeah.
you know.
Well, and you know, that just breaks my heart too, because used to be I knew every area code in North America. Did not matter. I knew them all. And, you know, I thought, well, I know they're running out of numbers, but just put an extra number after the seven digits. Don't change my area codes.
And, no, right, exactly.
You know, because they had rules. You know, I used to call them the vowels. The middle digit had to be a vowel, a zero or a one. And the last digit could not end in a zero. And those were the area code rules. And, of course, they violate them to hell and back. And used to be that that Mexico had an area code. Not more. Now it's international dialing. So, don't even start me.
And you could, you know, back then you could remember everybody's phone number.
Oh, of course.
Now with all the numbers and the cell phone numbers and the crazy, you know, like you said, area codes and everything. I don't know anybody's number anymore.
Oh, I know. And, you know, of course, people who use cell phones all the time, it's so easy to have your little phone book in it, so you're not dialing anything anyway, which
right.
causes it not to be. But years ago, when I was on the road all the time promoting records and never home at any time, I had said, you know, there needs to be a law where they paint the area code on the ceiling of the hotel room so in 3 a.m. you know where you are. But, you know, now I wouldn't know. So
no, maybe they should put it on the map where, you know, where it says you are here,
right,
you know, in case of fire, but also, you know, this is, you know.
Well, and the worst thing I ever saw when I was living in Chattanooga, of course, Chattanooga is not at all far from Alabama, and there was some guy who had a tattoo across his forehead, and it said 205. Well, of course, that was always the area code for Alabama, but not anymore. You know, I thought,
can you imagine?
Did this guy ever get robbed?
I mean, that's funny, though.
Yeah, it is. And I walked right up to her. I said, my deepest sympathies. And so, yes. All right. So we're going to do movies.
Yeah, let's try it some more.
All right. Released in 1955.
Okay.
Ernest Borgnine won an Oscar for Best Actor.
Yes.
You know, you probably know the movie already.
I do. It's Marty.
It absolutely is. The story about two lonely people who believe they would stay alone for the rest of their lives. Now, he was paid $5,000 for the performance. And when he was asked about that years later, he said, I'd have done it for nothing.
Yeah. Oh, it's such a good movie.
Yeah. Oh. Well, there you go. You're a winner.
Thank you.
All right. Hang on. Don't go away.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have a good week.
You too. Marty, it is. All right. So we put Lisa on hold, and we go to Leah in Marcus Hook. How's it going, Leah?
Oh, I'm okay, Raleigh. How are you?
I'm here, and delighted to be here.
I've been fighting a cold for about 2 weeks.
Oh, God. Don't you hate
kind
that?
Kind of winning.
Oh, man. I just hate that. Yeah.
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 I got my puffs and my Ricolas and my NyQuil, but...
Well, you know, the problem with colds is that it's enough to make you feel like hell, but not enough to make you stop doing everything.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So it's the worst of all worlds. Well, hopefully it'll get better, but if it gets much worse, you'll be lying down a lot.
Yeah. Well, I've already been doing that, but...
Right. Well, so here we go. You've been lying down and probably watching musicals. So this musical was based on Ernest Lubitsch's The Shop Around the Corner, directed by Robert Z. Leonard. It starred Judy Garland and Van Johnson, and it featured the first appearance of a very young Liza Minnelli.
In the good old summertime?
Absolutely right. We have a winner. Hang on. Don't go away. Absolutely right. And we have 2 more hours of trivia with questions for you coming up on WGN Radio.
Nobody but my baby.
Oh,
I need a guy.
and radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, who are they? That's your latest bumper stumper. All of the artists have something specific in common. That's the theme. But if you know the artists, even better. That came out in 1967 on Carnival. Yeah, one of my favorite labels. All right, so 888-876-5593. We have our question. And I'll repeat it here, but of course, if you want your own questioner, you know the deal. You can have any category you want. We do that no matter what it is. And back in the days of landline telephones, going way back from their inception to the point where they weren't really used as much anymore, 25% of service interruptions were caused by this. Caused by what? 888-876-5593. All right, so Michelle is in Geneva. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Good evening.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'd like to guess. Hi. I'd like to guess that. Would it be that farm animals, horses or cows, were chewing through or breaking the line?
Oh, man, no. But I could see that being a problem.
Yeah, me too. They were more rebellious back then.
Well, yeah. Yes. But I wouldn't think that that would affect too many municipal areas. You know, back in the rural days, yes. But...
Well, when you were emphasizing that it was so long ago, you know, I thought, oh, maybe when we had more of an agrarian economy.
Well, I like it.
I just wanted to say one more thing. Today is the anniversary of the passing of the late, great Leon Russell.
Really?
He died in 2016. Yeah, he died in 2016.
Oh, wow.
He was one of my absolute favorites. And I know you talk about the Wrecking Crew sometime and,
yeah. You
know, how incredible he was. And yeah, just what an interesting guy. I just thought he was a tremendous writer, and just wondering if maybe you could dig out Delta Lady and play it today or this week or something.
Yeah, or something, because, you know, when I was first impressed, yeah. As you know, I think Snuff Garrett is a god. And in the mid-60s, Leon Russell took a job as an arranger and an assistant to Snuff Garrett. So
yeah, I remember hearing that. There's another great story about Leon Russell. Elton John, of course, was one of his idols. And Elton John has this great story about when he first came to America. I think it was his first performance in the, I don't know, late 60s, early 70s in L.A. Either it was the Roxy or the Troubadour, one of those places. And they're sitting, he starts his set. And sitting in the front row is Leon Russell.
Ooh.
And he said, can you imagine that face staring at me for like 2 hours set?
Yeah,
Leon Russell is such an intense-looking guy.
Yeah, but no, just knowing who he is and what he's about,
yeah,
that would intimidate anybody. That's for sure. But Leon Russell and J.J. Cale, of course, and a lot of Tulsa stories, as well as L.A. and others. So absolutely, we'll try to do something with Leon this week.
Yeah, he was a great talent. Okay, yeah. Thanks.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Wow, 2016. How can it be that long? Well, it can be. All right, so 888-876-5593. And we'll get to James on the south side. How's it going, James?
Ankle's still about the same, a little bit better. Okay, but okay, I was going to take a guess at that question. I got six guesses before.
Well, okay, you're entitled to six, so let's have them.
Okay, a down telephone pole.
Nope, next.
Okay, a switching error.
Nope, next.
Okay, a squirrel chewing through the wire.
Squirrels? No squirrels.
Okay. I'm going to say, a car knocking down a bunch of poles?
Nope. That's four.
Somebody basically tying up the line, basically calling
nope.
and basically
nope.
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 Okay.
One more big finish.
Okay. Go with. Somebody leaving their phone off.
Nope. Okay, so that's your six. Now,
okay.
You want a World War II related question.
Yeah.
Adolf Hitler had two personal railroad trains. One was named the Brandenburg. What was the other one?
Okay. I'm going to say Munich.
You know, that's a nice guess, but believe it or not, it was the America, spelled with a K, A-M-E-R-I-K-A, and he named it before the U.S. entered the war. I do not know why, but he never changed it.
Because the reason why I thought it was named Munich, because I figured his first attempt at power, the Munich beer push.
Yeah, well, it was the America.
Ooh, now, hey, okay, you learn something every day.
Yeah, you'll have to read about it.
Yeah, if you don't, okay, stop learning, start dying.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, thanks. Appreciate it, James.
I'll call back on that phone thing.
That's
though.
Fine. I'm expecting another six guesses. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So you can have,
good
deal.
Care.
You can have six per call. And back in the days of landline telephones, 25% of service interruptions were caused by this. All right. So we get to Cindy from Norwich on that. And let's see. Mark in Aurora wants the original Star Trek trivia. We can do that. Laura in Willowbrook has a guess on our landlines. And what do we have? Paul in Woodstock wants It's a Wonderful Life movie trivia. Well, that's specific, but I can do that and more coming up on WGN Radio.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
I'm Riley James, 1979 on 20th Century Fox. Who are they? And what do they have in common with every artist we played tonight? All right, well, it's one of our favorite records. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yes, I mean, nobody's ever really done a bad version of Talk to Me, but I thought Crystal Mansion, and I just gave you the answer, did a wonderful version. All right, so you don't have to know that it's Crystal Mansion. You weren't going to guess it anyway. I can tell by the track record tonight. But what I will ask you is, what do all of these acts have in common? Meantime, Jack is a first-time caller in St. Charles. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. The phone interruption.
Uh-huh.
Bit, sunspots.
That's a great answer because of what happened with telegraph and all that earlier in the 1800s, but no, not sunspots. Yeah, that was spectacular.
And also, in 2016, mm-hmm. Leon Russell's passing.
Uh-huh.
That week, Leonard Cohen passed, and Mose Allison passed on, too.
Wow. All right. Well, very good. Good to know. We'll see what we can do about that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it. So, yeah. Oh, yeah, those sunspots wreak all sorts of havoc, and it could happen again. And considering what all is going on now, it could be absolutely explosive in every sense of the word, but it has nothing to do with our question. So, 888-876-5593. And let's see, what are we going to do here? I believe Paul in Woodstock wants It's a Wonderful Life movie trivia, and I can do that. So, hello, Paul. How's it going?
Going good, and especially like It's a Wonderful Life, because I'm actually in a live radio play version of that in Elgin, Illinois, that's going on, and so I wanted to have a good It's a Wonderful Life trivia question.
All right. Well, director Frank Capra gave a stagehand a $10 bonus for his error. He said it improved the sound. What was the error?
That's when Uncle Billy runs into the trash can, supposedly, but it was actually that the stagehand toppled over some stuff.
Absolutely right. He dropped a large tray of props, and it was Thomas Mitchell who saved the day when he said, "I'm all right, I'm okay," while James Stewart was laughing. Yes, all right. Well, so Capra decided to keep it, and a stagehand was $10 richer. You're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Thanks.
All right. So it's just that simple. Now, let's see. What do we have? I believe we're going to do some original Star Trek trivia in a moment. But Lauren Willowbrook's going to take a guess on our question. Back in the days of landline telephones, 25% of service interruptions were caused by this. Caused by what? What do you think, Laura?
Well, I have two guesses, but I think I got it.
Okay.
It's got to be an animal of some kind. So my first thought was bumblebees.
Not bumblebees.
Okay. My second thought was, I know this has got to be it. Recently, I've been at the park, and I've seen bats flying around the bear. So bats, they like to hang on things and branches and that. So I'm thinking they hang on the wires, and they knock the wires. It's bats.
Not bats. Not
really?
Not even in Austin, where they come out every afternoon.
Wow. I'm surprised. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Raleigh.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Yeah, that would be interesting, but not bats. So, 888-876-5593. And let's see. Mark is in Aurora. How's it going, Mark?
Oh, it's fine. I went to another brewery with a friend last Saturday, and this time I bought, you would not believe this beer, Pineapple Upside Down Cake.
And you drank it.
That's a beer.
And you drank it. And you lived to tell about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it's good.
How much did they pay you to drink
No, they also have blueberry pancake and maple syrup beer, and they have orange popsicle beer.
Uh-huh.
All kinds of good stuff.
So if you drink enough of it, you actually think it seems like an orange popsicle? I wonder how many you have to drink for that.
I didn't try that one yet.
All right. Well, probably best you don't. But in terms of the pineapple upside down, you walked away from the event, I take it, so you lived. Would you drink it again?
Well, I bought four cans of it.
Oh, so will you drink it again?
I bought four cans of it to take home. Oh, yeah. I've got it here at home.
Pineapple upside down beer.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if they can have pineapple pizzas, why not? Nothing is sacred anymore.
Oh, I love pineapple on pizza.
Ah, see, you're the one. We've been looking for you. All right. So now, with that in mind, we have an original Star Trek trivia question just for you.
Okay.
In the episode All Our Yesterdays, what was the name of the what was the name of the librarian who managed the Atavacron?
He is named after the alphabet, Mr. Atoz.
Absolutely right. A to Z. Yes, Atoz. You're 100% right. All right.
Okay.
We have a winner, as I would expect. All right. Hang on, Mark. Don't go away. All right. So 888-876-5593. We put Mark on hold, and Cindy's got a guess. So Cindy in Norwich, what do you think?
Well, I think it's either lightning strike or windstorms or snow hanging on lines You're serious.
I wouldn't make it up, really.
You said there's has to be something you know about.
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody knows about something, Cindy, and you do too. What do you know about?
Okay, I'll take a trivia question from Bewitched.
Bewitched trivia. All right. Well, that's going to take me a minute.
I've seen every episode at least 5 times.
Oh, yeah? All right.
Maybe more. All right. I don't know.
And a fine series it was. So let's see what we can do about Bewitched for you right now. All right. Let's see. All right. Too easy. Looking. Well, you would know this. All right. In double toil and trouble, what does Endora do to try and get rid of Darren? Yellow, operator.
Well, I know she made him shrink into a little boy once.
No, this is something she does, and actually, it isn't anything really that she does to Darren.
Well, I mean, I know one time she made him like laugh all the time, and I know one time she made him tell the truth.
No,
matter what.
In double toil and trouble, she gets Serena to pose as Sam. Because Samantha is...
Oh, yeah, I know about all that.
Well, that was it. She gets Serena to pose as Sam. You should have thought of it.
Okay, well, and then what they do is she acts like a total, like, jerky, like, wife. And the boss comes and he's like, what's wrong with her?
Well, actually, Darren doesn't work it out until they start a pie fight. And then
fight, yes. Right? In the, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you next week. All right, Cindy, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And that's where we'll pick it up. We have another hour and a half of Monday Night Trivia, and we got Mary. She's a first-time caller. She's going to guess on our telephone question. So 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio.
Giving up is hard to do. Giving up is hard to do, said with you.
Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Yes, they had a huge hit. No, of course that wasn't it. 1969 on the Cher label. So who are they? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Has the theme become apparent as yet? I'm expecting by now it would start to be clear in your mind. Of course, you don't know who any of the artists are. Then, well, then, maybe not. But other than that, we have our question, and I have a full line of calls, and everybody's chomping at the bit to answer the question. But Mary is a first-time caller, and she's in Munster, Indiana, so she goes to the head of the line. So, Mary, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi. I'm going to guess mice chewing on the lines.
Well, this is so close. Think about adult mice. Well, they're not really, but you know what I mean. You can
the
do
rats?
This. What?
Rats?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
good.
They're not adult mice, but nonetheless, rats. And this is from Robert Sullivan's book, Rats, in 2005. Rats gnawing through the cables were responsible for 25% of service interruptions. Amazing, on landline phones. All right, Mary, you're a winner. Hang on.
Now, thank you.
You get a certificate eventually, and then you get something you don't even want to have, like a CD or a tablet or something like that. But the certificate's a lot of fun, but it takes forever to get. So don't be waiting patiently by your mailbox. But before the year ends, we try to send them all out. So mostly you did it for the fun of playing, but we'll reward you in some way. Hang on. All right.
Thank you.
My pleasure. All right. So I always don't want people to think they're getting some big prize because it isn't, but or that it's timely. But eventually you get something. And for each time you win, you get something else. So Mary is a winner. All right, so now Brad thought it was party lines, and we had, let's see, several other folks. Johnny had kites, but he wants hominid as well, and we're going to be doing that. But right now, what we have is charts. We're back to charts. And we haven't heard from Brian in a few weeks. So, Brian and Joliet, how are you doing?
But he wants hominid as well, and we're
Brian.
But right now.
Brian, come to me, Brian. Walk over to your phone. I know you can do it.
Brian,
I hope. So
we
expect that Brian and his phone are going to reconnect in moments. Otherwise, I'll put Brian, I heard myself in the background, so hopefully Brian is okay. We'll put Brian on hold, and eventually John will get to him, and hopefully he and his phone will reconvene. It's better that you're near the phone. All right, so you need another question, though, and I can do that. The first time a woman filled this role was 1896. She was allowed to do the work as long as it didn't interrupt her secretarial duties. What was she doing? 1896. Yeah, they said, well, you can, but don't let it stop the typing and steno here. All right, so what is it? 888-876-5593. All right, so let's check again on Brian, see if he's back. So, Brian, are you in the phone connected? No. Well, I'm starting to worry. Well, put him on hold again. John hadn't gotten to him yet, because hopefully he's okay. It's never good when you're not. All right. We want you to stay in the land of the functioning. So 888-876-5593. Johnny D, how are you doing tonight, Johnny D?
Yes. Hello, Raleigh. Well, I'm doing okay, except my back hurts.
Oh, no. What are you doing about it?
Well, I'm trying not to move around that
much. Oh, man. Do you have a good chiropractor?
Yeah. Never went to a chiropractor yet, but maybe I should consider it.
Man, I think they're lifesavers. So,
really? They could help?
Yeah, I really do. Now, I don't like them to crunch necks except with an activator. I don't like the hand crunching of the necks. But as long as they use an activator, I'm okay with that. But in general, I find for back pain, chiropractors are a lot better than orthopedic guys.
Hmm. Well, so, years ago, I went to an orthopedic guy, and he crunched. He was a big guy, right?
Yeah.
Doctor.
Yeah.
And then he crunched me. He was, you know, I don't know. They like lay on, you know, he kind of like was busting, crunching things. You know,
yeah,
I mean?
Well, and did it make you feel better?
Well, I guess it did. Yeah, I guess it did, because I was on sick leave from work,
yeah.
And actually that's why I went to an orthopedic guy, because I don't know.
Right.
Anyhow, on the ladies of 1896.
Yeah, what do you think?
Multitasking.
No, it's an actual job she was doing, where they said, just make sure you do your secretarial duties.
She was sewing also.
Oh, no, she wasn't. No woman had ever done it before her.
No woman had ever done it before her.
Yeah.
By the way, everybody's winning tonight.
Really?
Lisa won. Lisa won.
Yeah.
Lots of winners.
Yeah.
But one thing I'll say, I'm a traditionalist. I don't let pineapple anywhere near my beer or my pizza.
Well, see, I don't drink beer, but I won't let it anywhere near my pizza either.
And upside down pineapple beer, what?
Maybe you've got to be upside down to want to drink that.
Oh, my God. No, I'm a traditionalist. I go with your traditional lager and stuff like that. Anyhow, so it's not, well, I don't know what else it could be. I don't know. but I don't know what the lady was doing in 1896.
Well, that's okay. You know about your fossils. Certainly your hominins. All right.
Yeah, let's go with a hominin, but take it easy on me. I got a backache.
All right. Yeah, I understand. So we'll do something relatively easy, I do believe. Although, you know, I don't know how to judge it entirely. The Zinjanthropus boci fossil, found by Lewis and Mary Leakey at the Olduvai Gorge in 1959, was anatomically closest to which early South African hominin? The Australopithecus africanus, the Paranthropus robustus, or the Homo habilis?
This was in 59, and what was the name of it again?
You know, at the Olduvai Gorge. You know all about the Olduvai Gorge.
I know the Olduvai
Gorge. So it was the Zinjanthropus boci fossil.
What's the last word?
Well, fossil's the last one. B-O-I-S-E-I, fossil.
B?
B like boy, O like Oliver, I like I, S like Sam, E like Everett, I like I. All right, so the Boise, I don't know, fossil?
Boise.
All right, well, see, I always thought that was in Idaho, so what do I know? So anyway, it was found by Lewis and Mary Leakey at the Olduvai Gorge. We all know about the Olduvai Gorge in 1959. And what I want to know, it was anatomically closest to the Australopithecus africanus, the Paranthropus robustus, or the Homo habilis?
Well, I want to say, for some reason, I'm leaning towards habilis, but I think it's Paranthropus robustus?
The Paranthropus robustus?
Yeah.
You are a winner.
It's the robustus, yeah. Paranthropus robustus, yeah.
Sure.
Well, sure it is because that was similar. You see, Australopithecus and it were around at the same time. Okay, so I won. I'm right.
Absolutely, you did. And I'm looking at a picture right now of the Paranthropus robustus, and or so they claim, because obviously they didn't.
I think that was Nutcracker Man.
You know, I don't even want to go there. So we're talking about over 2 million years ago. So it's been identified in all sorts of things, all sorts of caves that I couldn't pronounce. So it's a wonderful I can pronounce Paranthropus robustus. It sounds like a salad dressing ingredient, but what do I know? You're a winner.
Alrighty. I'll take care of my back and talk to you later.
Yes, you'd better.
Thank you.
I haven't forgot about our project. It's just not going to happen this week, but eventually we will have it all up there and we will do a whole big thing on it when we
I'm counting on you, Raleigh. Yeah. I'm counting on you.
Well, thanks. All right, so hang on and feel better. All right, so yeah, back pain is the absolute worst, isn't it? I mean, well, pain's like that in general, that they're enough, especially when they don't drop you to the point that you're immobile, but everything you do is with extreme effort. Yeah, I got that. Been there, done that. All right, so now we think that Brian is calling us back. Thank God, because I was wondering. So, Brian and Joliet, are you there? Brian? No?
Oh, hello?
Yes,
hello?
There you are. All right, Brian, how are you?
I'm here.
Good.
I would first of all, I'd like to make a request. I believe Wilbert Harrison worked together.
Okay.
And I'd like...
Now, by the way, were you listening the time that we played both versions of that?
No.
Oh, well then...
I haven't been paying much attention for quite a while.
Are you not doing well?
Oh, I'm doing well.
Okay. All right.
Appreciate your concern.
Yeah, no, I know we hadn't heard from you in a while, and I was concerned. But, yeah, we did a thing for you, which obviously you didn't hear. But what the deal was, there's two records. One was like you thought in the 50s, and one was like I thought much more recently. And they're basically the same record with slightly different words. So Let's work together, and let me get it out here, if you're unaware, because I know, remember we had that discussion, and you said, oh, no, it's from the 50s.
Together we will stand, every
Well, there's
boy,
two,
girl, woman, and man.
Right, well, there's two different versions of this. And as I say, one of them came from...
Well, the original one was cleaned up.
Yeah, somewhat, yeah, but I guess I've got it on the other computer, which I'll go and find. But anyway, I'll play them both for you this week, I promise. Hope you'll be listening.
I would like to try September 14th, 1971.
Okay.
Chart topper.
You'll have to have September 18th because that's when the chart fell. All right, so, yeah, ready? The week ending September 18th, 1971. Number one, Go Away, Little Girl. Obviously, it's a remake.
Donny Osmond.
Yes, absolutely. Number two, Spanish Harlem. Also a remake, obviously. Spanish Harlem. Female.
In, Aretha Franklin.
Yes. Number three, Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone.
Bill Withers.
Yes. Number four, Maggie May.
Rod Stewart.
Yes. Number five, Uncle Albert.
Paul McCartney and Wings.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Number six, Smiling Faces Sometimes.
Undisputed Truth.
Yes. Number seven, I Just Want to Celebrate.
Rare Earth.
Yeah. Number eight, The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down.
Joan Baez.
Number nine, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart?
Bee Gees.
Yes. And number 10, What You See Is What You Get. They were on Volt.
Dramatics?
Yes, we have a winner. You got all 10. That's great.
Do we go on with it?
Well, let's see how you do. Number 11 is Stick Up. From the same group that gave us one ads.
Honeycombs?
Yeah, Honeycomb. Yes, absolutely. Number 12, Superstar.
Carpenters?
Yes. Number 13, Take Me Home, Country Roads.
John Denver.
Number 14, I Woke Up in Love This Morning. Horrible. Just
Partridge
horrible.
Family?
Yes. Number 15, Won't Get Fooled Again. They were on Decca. They're British.
Won't the Who?
Yes, absolutely. Number 16, Do You Know What I Mean?
Lee Michaels.
Yes. Number 17, Liar.
Pardon?
Liar.
Three Dog Night.
Yeah. Number 18, Signs. Signs everywhere.
Five Man Electrical Band.
Yes. Number 19, Tired of Being Alone. I'm so tired of being alone.
I don't know.
Al Green, Grits Green. But you did really well. So
thank you.
Thank you. Good to hear from you. Hang on. I'll get you Wilbert Harrison again this week, I promise. All right. Well, so that's Brian. I'm glad to hear that he is okay and that he has checked in. All right. Now, I don't remember. This is terrible. I got to look here. I think that I take this up to 5730, and if not, I think that Adam will tell me. Because I think I did what I was supposed to do, but, you know, you just never know. All right, so Sherry in Naperville, I think, is going to be guessing on the world's worst hit records. Not guessing, but nominating or seconding or voting or whatever we have it. So, all right, Sherry, well, what are we adding to the list? Sherry, get to your phone. Sherry and her phone are soon connecting. She walks away from the phone when she's on ignore.
See? I'm here.
All right, you're here. All right, so what are we adding to the world's worst hit records?
Oh, okay. Good. What is that, Elvis? It's Elvis?
Oh, that covers so much ground.
Yes, I know. David helped. I told you. Okay, well, and Disco Duck, of course.
Rick Dees, okay.
Okay, and I'll get to that one. It's not the wise men say Elvis. It's the one. LMJ, Love Me Tender.
Okay, Elvis, Love Me Tender. Love Me True. All right.
Yeah, because, you know, to me,
it sounds like almost the baby's lullaby, rock my baby on the tree.
All right. Well, love me tender it is. What else you got for me?
Okay. I have some advice for Leia and her cold for 2 weeks.
Uh-oh.
No, seriously. I mean, every time I brush my hair, I never knotten it. I think of her. If you have a cold or you feel it coming on, sore throat especially, take a zinc tablet. And there's the coldies, which kind of makes your food taste funky. But there's also, like, I don't know, she's an Albertsons type store in here because they have a bunch of stuff. But if you suck on, like, we buy the little tablets that kind of look like sweet tarts. And
I think the deal is that we are off the air and we're going to the news. I wondered if
I heard.
Them, so.
I heard.
All right. So you want to hang on?
Oh, sure.
All right. GN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, who are they? 888-876-5593. 1965 on Esky. And what do they have in common with everybody else we played tonight? So there's your bumper stumpers. And at the end of this hour, I'll reveal them all and their commonality as well. Now, we have a new question that nobody is biting on yet. So let me further clarify. The first time a woman filled this role was 1896. And she was allowed to do the work as long as it didn't interrupt with her secretarial duties. What was she doing? And by the way, she became very successful at it. Today, women do it, but it's still a paltry number. In recent times, it's been under 20%. Prior to the last 5 years, it was well under 10%. Yeah, so looking for the occupation. And the first time a woman did it was 1896. 888-876-5593. You can continue to vote on the World's Worst Hit Records, and we do that until a week from Wednesday. This Wednesday, by the way, Steve Probst is joining us, and I'm looking forward to that. All right, so we left Sherry. She was counting down her World's Worst Hit Records, and I think then she had some guesses on our trivia question, too. So back to it, Sherry. Now let's see if we can make that happen here. I've lost my magic twanger again. Oh, here it is. All right, so Sherry in Naperville. Anything to add to the World's Worst Hits?
I'll get to it another day.
Well, yes.
But,
so guesses
I have other
on
things on my mind.
Right, guesses on the question. That's the only other thing on your mind we'll take tonight. Guesses on the question.
Oh, okay.
Because it's Monday Night Trivia.
Yeah, I know.
So guesses on the question.
I also am worried that you won't get enough responses to figure out the turkey day.
Oh, we will. Believe me, I've gotten a ton of email, too. Trust me. So anyway.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
guesses, guesses, and I've gotten some telephone, which, you know, if I hear them, that's okay. But the only way you can guarantee your vote will be counted is to do it on the air. But otherwise, I'll try. All right, so now, the first time a woman filled this role was 1896. What role?
Operator?
Nope.
Okay. I were 1896 while they're a secretary?
No, that she was a secretary. She was allowed to do the work as long as it didn't interrupt her secretarial duties.
Right, right, right.
All right, well, if you think of something else, you call me back.
No, 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 but I want to tell Leah to take some zinc tablets as soon as she feels a sore throat and or congestion.
Okay.
And it cuts your cold to 3 days from 10 days.
All right. Good deal. Thanks, Sherry. Appreciate it. Now, 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And Cindy is in Norwich. All right, Cindy.
Yeah, I have a guess for the question, but
what
then I wanted to encourage Johnny to go to the chiropractor, like you said. I'm just reinforcing it.
Okay.
It will save his life. And then also ice for 2 days on the back, and then heat. And then you know what also saved my life was going to those Chinese massage people in the mall.
All right.
But anyhow, I mean, hopefully he does what we say.
All right.
It'll save his life, but people don't do what, you know, but anyhow.
So what's your guess?
But anyhow, my guess is that she was able to talk on the radio.
Nope.
Something with the radio.
No? Nope. No radio involved.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593. And let's see. We got Mike. He is in Chicago. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh.
What do you think?
I think the job was a notary public.
Oh, that's nice. It's not right, but that's nice.
No.
Well, thanks for trying. If you think of something else, you call me back.
Yeah, I got some other ones. Hey.
Oh, okay, good. What do you think?
How about some songs?
Okay, nominating the world's worst hit records. Go.
Yeah, I like Frank Sinatra, but I don't like Did It My Way.
Okay.
That song. I'm sure that would have hit.
Yeah, absolutely My Way. You betcha. Next.
Hey, another one. High Hopes.
Okay.
It's a terrible song.
Okay.
And I know the name of this, but it's I Like Onions.
Oh, Susan Christie.
How did you know that?
Well, it's, you know, I mean, come on, with lyrics like, I don't like shoes that pinch your toes or people who squirt you with a garden hose, but ooh, I love onions. How do you not know that? So, yes.
Yeah,
Susan Christie.
You're ready to go.
All right. And she was not, though people thought so, she was not related to Lou Christie. She was actually from Philadelphia. He was from Pittsburgh. All right. Very good. Anything else?
I'd like a trivia question about John Kennedy assassination.
Oh, okay. Well, hang on. I'll have to find one. Don't go away. Stay right where you are. That's perfect. I said everybody knows something about something. So I don't know. Will we do the Magruder film? It's hard to say. But we'll come up with something for Mike in moments. So hang on, Mike. Stay right where you are. Meantime, Isaac in the South Side has a guess on a trivia question. What do you think?
I think it might be cashier.
Nice, but not right. Any other guesses?
No. I wanted to do the song for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, what do you hate?
Frank Sinatra has some song. I don't know the name of it exactly, but he talks about how he loves the woman. He loves his wife, but, like, he loves the woman that he's near more. It was in the same vein of the song you guys talked about last week from the 60s, talking about, you know, wives.
Like wives, you know. Like wives and lovers?
Yeah, yeah.
All
I
right.
Can't think of the name of it. Maybe you can find it.
I can't either, but I'm going to look for it. That's for darn sure. What else?
Thank you.
Right.
I think that was it.
All right, good deal. Thanks. Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, so let's see. We'll get back to Mike and his JFK assassination question, and we'll get to James on the South Side. He's got half a dozen guesses for our trivia question, and there's still room for you. There's another bumper stumper in moments here on WGN Radio.
just a breeze will muss your hair, but you smile away each little care. And if the rain should make you blue, you say tomorrow is anew.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's a gift. That was a hit. Well, quasi anyway. Who are they? But more to the point, what do they have in common with everybody else we played tonight? I expect somebody to get the theme. There's two more songs we'll play that will help you. If not, we'll identify it at the end of the night. And we're talking to Mike. Mike is in Chicago, and we are going to talk JFK assassination trivia. So are you ready, Mike?
Yes.
All right. Now, what was it about the package carried by Oswald that led reason to doubt that he brought a rifle to the Texas school depository?
Because witnesses said that he cuffed it in his right hand, and it fit into his armpit. That means it had to be under 24 inches.
I'll take it. It was half. That's half of it. You're right. It was no more than 24 inches, and the way he carried it was proven, which would have had to have been at least 37. Do you have any other? And you win for that. But there was one other reason that they said couldn't have been. That's all right. You got it anyway. But the other reason that that critics said no way beside the length was if it had been disassembled and in working order, no matter what, a well-oiled weapon would have led some type of an oil stain in the bag, and there were none found.
Right.
So you are a winner.
You possibly would have had to zero in the sight again, which you couldn't do.
Right. Right. And yeah, it was Buell Frazier and his sister that had testified that, hey, Oswald came to work and he had a package that was no more than 24 inches long, couldn't have been disassembled, not a Manilcher Carcano anyway. So you are a winner. All right. Hang on. Don't go away. And I know I just killed the pronunciation of that, but it'll do. All right. So yeah, that's the deal there. And the conspiracy continues. Oh, but Fran knows. I'm sure she knows. All right, Fran, welcome back to WGN Radio. What'd you hear you know?
The Critters, Mr. Dyingly Sad.
Of course, 1966.
I also, since I heard that, I also want to vote for that.
Oh, you don't like it?
No, I don't.
All right, very good. Let's get that on the... That's why it is. It's the world's worst hit record, so Mr. Dyingly Sad. Did you hear anything else you knew?
I got home late, so I haven't heard everything, so...
All right. So then no theme would be apparent yet. So, all right. Very good. Well, hang on, and we will... you know, you're a winner, so you knew your Critters. I figured that... You know, it's the first one that's been guessed tonight, so that's interesting.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I thought so, because Gary told me that he hadn't heard any
no.
of them guessed.
No, exactly. And so, yeah, I knew. When I played the Critters, I said, no, somebody's got to know the Critters. All right. Well, good deal. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So Fran is absolutely right. Now, what else are we doing? Stacy is in Algonquin. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Stacy.
Hi, Raleigh.
Hi. Is this movie week?
Can you repeat the question again?
Yes. The first time a woman filled this role was 1896. She was allowed to do the work as long as it didn't interrupt her secretarial duties. What was she doing? She did very well at it, by the way. But to this day, there's probably less than 10% on average women doing this. In peak years, it's been as much as 20%, but usually it's closer to 5%.
Was it being a homemaker,
nope.
taking care of the kids?
Nope. Women do that all the time. This would be one that would be odd for a woman.
Hmm.
So it was. Well, you think about it.
A secretary?
No, she was a secretary. That's what I'm saying.
And
she was allowed to do the work as long as it didn't interrupt her secretarial duties. Now, again, she was the first woman to ever do it. Since then, not many women have done it. On average, it's probably under 5%. The peak year, it was maybe 20% women who did this. But since the last 5-6 years, it's about 10%, if that.
Could I have a different question, though?
Oh, that's, of course, you probably want that girl trivia, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, hang on. We'll pick out something for you. I promise. Don't go away. All right.
Okay.
So, yeah, Stacey and her that girl trivia. I could just tell. And that's fine. Everybody knows something about something. James on the South Side wants to guess on what our fine fair lady was doing in 1896. So, all right, James, what do you think?
Friday.
Say what?
Girl Friday.
No, a lot of women did this. Remember, think about the question. This is something women almost never did.
Okay, I got a few ones in that case. That would be, balancing the books?
Nope.
Closing up the records?
Nope.
Filing legal papers?
Nope.
taking note of company records?
Nope. This would be a specific position.
Okay. I am going to say a managing partner?
Nope. Give me one more.
Okay, I'm going to say I've always said partner, so I'm going to say
I'm going to say think about it and call me back.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Yeah. Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593. We'll pick it up right there, right after the news, right here on WGN Radio.
I hope you
Rage and Radio. I'm Riley James. So who is that? And yes, in some ways he's R&B royalty for his career. But back then he was on record as a solo act. So who is he? 888-876-5593. And what does he even come with everybody else we played? We'll have one more to play tonight. And then, yes, I will reveal it, both the theme and who all the artists are. But we're working on a couple things. The first time a woman filled this role was 1896. And she was allowed to do the work as long as it didn't interrupt her secretarial duties. Actually, I want to know what she was doing, but let me tell you, she was very successful at it. But to this day, very few women do it. Under 10% on average, under 20% in the last couple of years. And until the last decade, it was mostly under 5%. So it's not a lot of women who do this. But the first time a woman did was 1896. Do what? All right, so now, Stacy in Algonquin, I promised her some That Girl trivia, and I have picked it out. So are you still with us, Stacy?
Yes, I am.
Okay. By the way, is this moving week?
Not yet.
Okay. All right.
Probably in a week.
Oh, maybe in time for Thanksgiving.
Right.
All right. Well, keep us posted. All right. That Girl. What is the final straw for Anne when it comes to Donald's obsessive cleaning of her apartment in A Friend in Need? And if you don't remember the episode, Donald was getting on her nerves ever since he came to help her since she had a sprained ankle.
Oh, right, right.
So what was the final straw?
Oh, let's see. I remember that episode.
Mm-hmm. Give up?
Yeah, I remember it, but...
Okay, the final straw was he changed her dirty shelf paper.
Oh, okay.
Now she then went over to his house and was very surprised to see that it was a sty. So, that was the deal. All right, keep us posted on that move, and we'll talk to you soon.
Oh, Raleigh, thank you for being there.
Well, it's great to hear from you, Stacy.
You've gotten me through so much.
It is my pleasure and honor, and we'll continue to do that. So talk to you soon.
Thank you, Raleigh.
All right, thanks. All right.
Bye.
So, yeah, Stacy's about to make the big move, and that'll be a new chapter in her life, and exciting that is. All right, so let's see. We've got Murray in Chicago. Hello, Murray.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right, how about your bad self?
Not too bad. On my way to work.
Good. Well, thanks for taking me with you.
Oh, we could use all the help we can get.
Yeah.
So, Mike, I was going to guess bartender for the question, but I know there's a lot more female bartenders now, so that can't be it.
Right.
So my other guess would be construction worker or contractor.
Nope, but I like it. It's a nice guess.
Okay, and then I have a couple more songs that
put on
the list.
What are we adding?
Karma Chameleon.
Oh, yes, Boy George or whoever he is.
And Benny and the Jets.
Okay, all right, good choices.
Okay.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, so 888-876-5593. Benny, all right, so let's see. We've got Diane in Chicago. I think we're going back to JFK assassination trivia. This is a thing. Hello, Diane.
Hi. And also, I just wanted to give another one of the songs that I thought, there are many, you know, Christmas carols and Christmas songs that are really nice, but so many are. This is another blah one, Happy Holidays.
Good choice.
Happy holidays.
I see. Okay. Happy holidays to you. All right.
Yeah.
Very good.
Kind of a boring thing. And then, then the trivia. I can't think of the other thing, though. I'm rack my brain trying to think of that occupation thing.
All right.
But
you want
anyways,
a JFK, JFK assassination trivia? Here's what I want to know. Who was the attending physician at Parkland that made the first attempts to save Kennedy's life in the emergency room?
Oh, Don. There were conflicting controversial, two different doctors, that said different things.
So who would...
I mean, more than two, of course, that were attending.
Who was
you
the...
Know what? I don't know. I don't know his name.
Dr. Malcolm Perry.
Okay, and rings the bell a little up.
And the other one you're probably thinking of is the next guy to come on the scene, Dr. Kemp Clark, the neurosurgeon.
I'm not sure, but I know there's one that sounded later, quite credible on sort of... Yeah. Contradicting something about
quite a bit.
It's still a mystery where that bullet entered and all that, and whether there was two, you know, the grassy knoll and all of that. It's gotten to be so. Even still, one shouldn't use the word trivia, I suppose, with something like that.
Well, but I know, but it's
become that. Yeah,
you know, we'll just call it conspiracy trivia. That sounds better than assassination trivia. All right. Good deal.
Okay.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Yeah. One of my sources is Fun Trivia, and I thought that when I was typing in JFK assassination, Fun Trivia, but, you know, there were tons of quizzes there, so I guess. All right, Cleveland Dennis going to guess about that occupation. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to say he was doing lawyering.
No, there's a lot more than 20% of lawyers who are women today.
Well... I thought it was down to 10, but okay. I kind of knew Mr. Dine and Sad by the Critters. I heard one earlier that the Northern Soul hit, but I can't remember who did it and the name. But
I can give you the titles, and you can tell me the artists. I'm Gonna Love You a Long Time, or I'll Be Sweeter Tomorrow, or I Need a Guy, or Giving Up, or Can I Come?
I Love You a Long Time. I Love You a Long Time.
Okay, who did it?
That's what I'm thinking. It's not coming to me, but I'm guessing all the records are on Kama Sutra.
No, none of them are on Kama Sutra. Not a one of them.
I'm trying.
Yeah, I know.
Guessing good tonight. All I love the show, and thank you. I don't have any particular songs, but I hear so much Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney over the years, I don't know what to think.
Yeah, well, if any come to mind, you call me back with the titles.
There's many. It'll come to mind.
I'm sure. Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah. And you have up until a week from Wednesday night to vote, and then I tabulate them all, and we play them back. No, not all of them. I mean, that would be torture. On Thanksgiving, a night of turkey. So while you're eating yours, I'll be playing mine, according to your votes anyway. All right, let's see what Tommy in Chicago knows. I know Tommy knows one of them. Hey, Tommy.
Hello, Riley. How are you?
All right, how about yourself?
Enjoying your show again. I was trying to think of that theme, and I don't think I'm going to get that one, but I did hear the escorts earlier in the show.
Yes, I'll Be Sweeter Tomorrow.
I'll Be Sweeter Tomorrow.
1973 on Alethea.
Yeah, and that was recorded in prison.
Well, that's right, in Rahway.
And when you played Talk to Me...
Yeah.
Little John did a little time, too, so...
Well, he did. No, there's no prison commonality. Yes, poor little Willie John. That was just terrible.
I didn't know where the other ones would go.
No, believe me. The jelly beans weren't in prison. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But
okay,
that
really
neither were Patty and the Emblem. So yeah, you know. But I'll reveal the theme in the next few minutes. And but yes, the Broadway, absolutely it. That's where they met George Kerr, who did the Shangri-Las.
Okay, George Kerr. I remember him back in the day too.
Oh yeah.
Goldfinger.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, Rob.
Good deal. Well, hang on. We'll get that address. Don't go away. All right. So Tommy to the rescue got his escorts. All right. I'm impressed. And they did. They recorded that at Rahway. And but that'd be an interesting theme. Songs done by only people who'd been to prison. and I thought it would be hard to come up with this list. Actually, when John suggested it, I thought, I'm in trouble. How will I? And then I realized about halfway through that, oh my God, I could easily have done three times as many on this theme as I did. So one more song, and then we'll reveal. All right, so let's see. We've got, in fact, let's do that song now so you can be thinking about it. And then we'll get Cindy's vote and Karen in Chicago. And, of course, James is taking his 9,000 guesses. Well, six anyway. Coming up on Monday Night Trivia here on WGN Radio. I've been crying here without
tell me some girl will be taking her place. I close my eyes and all I visualize is her face. I've got a one-track mind. I won't believe that girl is gone. Somebody please tell me I'm not wrong. I can see her by my side, but the more I stare, makes me want to run and hide when I find she's not there.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? Yes, got to have a garage band in the mix, too. And yes, fits absolutely in this theme. And so if you have a guess, that's great. Otherwise, in the next 5 minutes or so, I'll reveal the whole list and what they all had in common. And thanks to John, who came up with the theme. And a great one it was. So let's see. Cindy Anorge is back. She's got guesses. All right, Cindy, what are your guesses?
I'm making a pastor out of myself tonight, but anyhow, like writing for a column or something, like a little something for the newspaper or editing.
Nice, but not right.
Okay. And the next Monday, I'm going to see if I could get some, get the trivia question from Miss Fisher from Acorn or Dick Van Dyke or Leave It to Beaver.
Okay, well, Dick Van Dyke is fine. Leave It to Beaver. When you said Acorn for a minute, I thought, oh, my God, we're doing activist groups. All right, thank God we're not.
Well,
all right,
Acorn is from England,
yeah,
I think.
No, yeah, I understand. All right, good deal. I'll look forward to that. Thanks, Cindy.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, so I just thought, wait a minute. All right, so let's see. What does Karen in Chicago have to say for her bad self? What do you think, Karen?
Okay, for the question, I'm going to say either janitor.
Nope.
Maintenance person.
Nope.
And I have a turkey.
Oh, good. And what is it?
White Christmas by Bing Crosby.
Okay.
I don't ever have to hear that again as long as I live.
Oh, you will.
If it only be true.
Right. No, you will. Guaranteed you will. All right, good deal.
I know.
Thanks. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
All right. Good vote. Yeah, I know. Christmas. There's already stations that are all Christmas. And, you know, they would only do that if they actually made money and had listeners. So for all of those things that cause us to cringe, and that's what's beautiful about the world's worst hit records, someone loves them. I don't know them myself, but someone loves them. All right. So we have Ruth from Gurnee who's going to take a final guess. What do you think, Ruth? Oh, we lost Ruth. I think she was going to say janitor, but then again, that's what we just had, and it's not janitor. All right, so, but Cleveland Dennis knows his bumpers. So, all right, Cleveland Dennis, who'd you hear?
The Knickerbockers, One Track Mind.
You're absolutely right, it's the Knickerbockers. So what's the theme?
Well, I really can't connect to the theme, but I heard you say that, yeah, you had to get a garage band, but were the Knickerbockers really a garage band?
Well, close enough. Compared to everything else I played, hell yes.
Okay, but they, to me, when they sang live, they sounded just like the Beatles.
Yeah, well, they might have. That wouldn't be a plus in my book. But in any event, you're absolutely right on your Knickerbockers, and I'll tell you what they all had in common. They all were from New Jersey. All right, hang on. We'll confirm your address once again, and you are a winner. All right, so now here is the deal. The first thing we played was Lenny Welch. Yeah, Eyewitness News, and he's from Asbury Park. That's where he grew up anyway. Patty and the Emblems, I'm Gonna Love You a Long, Long Time, 1968 on Cap. They're from Camden. The Escorts, I'll Be Sweeter Tomorrow, yes. Recorded at Rahway Prison, which is where they all got together. They were from various parts of New Jersey, obviously sentenced to Rahway. The Lovettes, I Need a Guy, 1967 on Carnival. They're from Jersey City. Crystal Mansion did Talk to Me, 1979. They're on 20th Century, and they're from Mount Laurel. The Ad-Libs, Given Up, 1969 on Cher. They're from Bayonne. The Jelly Beans, I'm Hip to You, 1965 on Esky. They're from Jersey City. The Critters, 1966 on Cap. Mr. Dangly Sad. They're from Plainfield. Doesn't that fit? And Phil Terrell, Can I Come In, 1965 on Carnival. He's from Jersey City as well. And we mentioned that the Knickerbockers were from Bergenfield. So that was the deal. Every one of those acts was a New Jersey act. And yeah, I thought about playing the Four Seasons, but then I thought, too easy. But as it was, we had a winner on the Knickerbockers and the Critters and the Escorts. Yeah, I'm always impressed with Tommy. So that's what that is. Now, this is going to be a holdover for next week. The first time a woman filled this role was 1896, and she was allowed to do it as long as it didn't interrupt with her secretarial duties, don't you know? I want to know what she's doing. And not many women do it today, that's for sure. But what was it? All right, so James is going to close out the show with his 8,000 guesses. Well, six anyway. So, all right, James, go for it.
Okay, treasurer.
Nope, next.
Okay, managing partner.
Next.
Okay, director.
Well, now we're getting somewhere. We need to be very specific.
Okay. Director of finance, or CEO.
Nope.
Or director human resources director?
Nope.
Director of, if it's not director of finance, director of research.
Nope.
Director of personnel. No,
nope. You make me smile. I'll tell you what, you're on the wrong track, but you got a week to think about it. We'll talk to you then. All right.
Okay.
Full show tomorrow night, and then we talk to Steve Probst. Full show Wednesday night. Looking forward to that. All right. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. It makes it a pleasure to do Monday Night Trivia and every other night. So call me again 21 hours from now. Until then, I'm Raleigh James. That's a wrap. It's WGN Radio.